So what's your problem?
I guess trying to approach I think this is a relationship. Trying to just like to talk to beautiful girls, and I'm kind of awkward and don't know how to approach a girl and then try to talk to her, and then kind of like kind of create the relationship and all that stuff.
I see. Dude, well, the best advice I can give you is just other like random people, like people you've known for a while. I think if they're like random people, you should like get to know them and get close to them, get to know them as a person, let them know you as a person, and the tension will ease up. You will be less awkward around them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, you definitely shoot your shot. They don't feel the same. That's life, man.
How would you say for like if like I happen to be somewhere and then I see like a beautiful girl, what would like be the like the best way kind of like try to if I want to approach her or something like that? Because I'm not.
I should say what you're thinking. Like, hey, I saw you from over there. I think you're really beautiful. I think you should know that. And I would maybe we can get to know each other better. Can I maybe have your number? You can go out to eat or something. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, the basic stuff.
So would you say basically kind of be confident about yourself, and then that basically would attract her towards you?
Yeah, you definitely have to be confident, but you shouldn't change yourself too much.
Yeah, I mean,
you should stick to being yourself.
Who you are. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
not who they want you to be, but who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, she might eventually like
she'll find
leave
out who
you.
You really are, and
yeah,
and then you'll find out who she really is, and then stuff will just start falling apart. Basically, that's gonna the honeymoon phase will basically wear off.
I'm not gonna lie, have you ever been in a serious relationship, like fall in love deeply?
Yeah. I think it was my first, time was with a girl. I was 17, she was 19. And then it didn't end well. She was basically, I think she was really crazy. It was really intense relationship, and it was really crazy, and then it was a long time ago. I think I was 17, and I'm 25, so I'd say more than 7 years.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I haven't even experienced that yet.
It was crazy. Basically doing it like like just crazy and really physical and passionate and and ever since that, I don't know, there's something about me, but like girls never really approach me or anything like that, and I'm not like a guy that's good at approaching girls, so the whole thing. So if they don't approach me and I don't approach them, so there's basically nothing happens. And so I'm trying to figure out what I can do. And I mean, From what I heard, this guy that basically was saying that 99% of the time, or like 90 or something percent of the time, if you basically approach the girl first and it kind of gives like a desperate, like kind of vibe, and they might just reject you, just kind of feel like you're desperate or something. So I would like think to try to see if she's interested, and then basically just see where it could go, and then kind of just get a feel if she's actually interested, and not just kind of like just be like desperate about it.
Yeah, but sometimes it goes like that. Like you could be looking at a girl from across the room. You could be at a restaurant, like Starbucks actually, or something.
Right now, I was actually talking to this really like incredibly beautiful girl from another state. She's basically like a model and flight attendant thing, and then she's. I've been like trying to like talking to her and shit and everything, but she like, it seems like she's kind of like just close guarded, and she doesn't wanna like open up. And she told me about the first time when she was 19. Her first time was with a guy, and he broke her heart. And basically, I feel like she's been pushing guys away because of that relationship, that he broke her heart, and he basically said that she's the one that basically breaks their hearts of other boyfriends she had before they have a chance to do that to her.
Oh, so yes, yeah, she does.
It's difficult because yeah, then she's like really kind of like I would say what is that word for when you have like a weird like a messages? They're kind of like I don't know. I guess weird what she posts online and stuff, and she kind of basically puts a lot of her thoughts and stuff online on like Twitter and stuff. Oh. She's like constantly. I guess she would say that she's like. You know, girls that are really beautiful, but they kind of constantly need people to tell them they're beautiful and all that stuff. And
yeah, I know.
And constantly just posting pictures with health and all that stuff. And I don't know. It's just...
I feel like you can tell a girl.
If I'm being really honest, what I'm attracted to her just because she's just incredibly beautiful. I mean, she's freaking black hair, blue eyes, and just tall, like creamy, like porcelain skin, all that stuff, and yeah. So I don't really seems like she doesn't want her anything, but she does like keep talking to me on like Snapchat and all that stuff, and she. Send some messages and stuff, but I don't really know. And honestly, I don't know if I'm like ugly or like what, or why don't like girls actually approach me, or what is it about me if I'm like kind of giving like some sort of vibe, or what kind of like radiating this kind of. And then, well, basically, my mom, a lot of people tell me I'm kind of an asshole and this and that, because I tend to just. Tell everybody what I'm feeling and be blunt about what I'm actually feeling. And I just feel like I don't take shit from people, and I just speak my mind. And sometimes I'm quiet and stuff. If people don't bother me, I'm not going to start stuff if they don't mess with me. But I won't just be somebody that can just kick around.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I just want to talk. I don't know if I'm just awkward or why what's the thing that girls don't approach me or what?
No,
and then I
see why you can't just you can't just put the label on someone. You have to know them. You have to get to know them. You have to be their friend first. You have to get close to them first. Yeah. In order to get anything out.
Well, and yeah, once you the thing is, like, I don't really socialize really at all. Just work and watch TV and just sleep. Mostly what I do. I don't know where I would like what if I find like a group of young people like me. But I'm not really sure what the best thing would be to try to like find a good girl for like a real meaningful relationship. Cause I'm getting old and I'm freaking like just lonely. And you know how being lonely is not, it's not good for me. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Just kind of just sit alone in my bed and just kind of just fighting my demons off, basically.
Well, you definitely need to socialize because you need like, let's say, you can start off with like one or two people, just like you know, you can get close to, and you can depend, you can put everything on that you trust them. You know that they'll always be there for you, whether they be family, friends, you know, people you can just hang out with. People that makes you feel comfortable around being around, then you should try to go for the inner for a deeper relationship with someone. You should go socialize.
A lot of people say that you first have to build a friendship and then build on that more so you can be friends, and then something builds towards being more after that. Get to know each other and be comfortable around each other and all that stuff, I guess. But yeah. What I need to work on is basically not to be so like so aggressive and kind of
socially
like,
awkward.
Yeah, sometimes like you're really just negative, like you're just really negative, and I was just in a bad mood. And I guess that would basically be because I'm lonely and just.
Well, you can't be fault if someone doesn't like you for who you are. If someone doesn't like you for who you are, then you don't have to do anything to change that. You just basically have to be like, this is who I am. If you can't accept me, then well, that's it.
Yeah, but I would just try to just a little bit be more positive, but just look a little bit. I mean, kind of, I tend to sometimes I say a lot of negative stuff. Like that, but I guess that's just how I am, and yeah. So,
well, if you're like that, you can like find someone who's like that also.
I'm positive about certain things. And things that just make me mad and stuff. So.
So you can just find like someone who's basically like. Someone who can take all of that. Someone who can.
Basically, the you problem know. Is that I kind of tend to put my eyes on like really these really out of this world like beautiful girls, and they tend to be kind of like I don't know if they're I wouldn't say that reach or anything because I seen like really unattractive guys with or just extremely beautiful girls and. They must have something that they gravitate towards them, and it doesn't have to necessarily be with about looks or anything of that. About that, it could just be they're funny, they're just making feel good, something like
it's
that.
Just personality wise, yeah. Yeah,
and I don't know if it's my personality, what doesn't attract them or how I can't. I don't know. I guess, and yeah. So,
well, the people you choose is like, I don't think like, say you say a girl, she's beautiful. Okay, you like her, you're interested in her. Okay, that's great. You try, you shoot your shot. If she keeps pushing you away, and you just keep trying to get closer to her, and she's just like, you fail at that. You gotta have an option of giving up. Or just not giving up.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of things I heard that guys just being persistent, and then they'll just win them over after just they'll see that they actually really care about them and they're really trying, not just